Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. This morning, the Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program is our focus. Couple of guests with Mary Washington Healthcare in this morning. Dr. Tom Janis is here, the medical director with the Mary Washington Health Plan, and Travis Turner is a senior vice president of the Health Alliance and the Health Plan. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up this morning and coming on in.
Thank you, Ted. Good morning.
This is the type of program we've done over the years a lot of shows on this. This is a complicated, when you start talking Medicare and Medicare Part D, and this is the time you start thinking of all those things. This is a complicated program itself when you're dealing with Medicare. But what Mary Washington seems to be doing here, you're trying to make it local and also a little bit easier to understand.
Well, that's correct, Ted, and I'm going to say it's a pleasure to be here. It is a very complicated topic to try and get your hands around. And I think the easiest way to do it is to understand what traditional Medicare has to offer and then expand on that, what we're trying to do with the Medicare Advantage Plan. So traditional Medicare offers you two different components, Part A, which covers hospital costs, and then Part B, which covers medical costs other than when you're in the hospital. Part A does not have a premium associated with it, but it does have a deductible of $1,364 every time you're in the hospital during a benefit period. And the benefit period is 60 days from the time of the first hospitalization. So theoretically, you could have several deductibles of $1,364 that you're exposed to in Part A. The common misconception that people have is that Medicare is free, and it's not free. There are costs associated with it. Part B has a premium associated with it. Part A does not. Part B's premium is $135.50, and it's speculated that it will go up to $144 in the year 2020. Part B also has a deductible associated with it, but that's a smaller deductible of $185, and that deductible is for a more traditional entire year period of time. So the beneficiary would spend the first $185, and then Medicare would kick in. But when Medicare kicks in, they pay 80%, and then the patient pays 20%. So you can see between Part A and Part B, there's a significant financial exposure for the patient. And what we are trying to do in the Medicare Advantage Plan is make that financial exposure less by combining Part A and Part B and then adding other things that are not in traditional Medicare. Part D, to think of D for drugs or medications, mm-hmm. is actually not part of original Medicare. It was added in the year 2006 because of the rising cost of pharmaceutical expenses to beneficiaries. To put that in perspective, somewhere around the year 2000, pharmaceutical costs were about 10% of what healthcare spend would be. In the year 2017, that number is pushing 20%. And that's a significant jump. So there was a need to help beneficiaries out as far as covering the cost of the medications. Medicare Advantage combines A, B, and D, but also adds other components into that package to try and keep patients healthy. The whole concept of Medicare Advantage is keep patients healthy. You prevent them, or you try and keep them from getting sick as best you can. Therefore, you keep them out of the hospital, mm-hmm. you lower costs, and that's how the system works. So we add components that you could not get in traditional Medicare that strive to do that. So we add a vision plan, we add a dental plan, we add a hearing supplement, we add a program that allows for physical fitness in the Silver Sneakers program. And then, as importantly, we also add transportation costs because elderly people can't get to a doctor's office for their appointment, or they can't get to the facility for a procedure. And if they don't have these things done, there's a higher likelihood that they're going to get sick. So all this money is invested to try and keep patients healthy so that we actually spend less money, and then patients are better off in the long run.
Boy, and that part of it, are we going to jump in, Travis?
Yeah, I was going to jump in. The current model is really designed to treat patients when they get sick, and it's sick care. Really what we're trying to do with this provider-sponsored health plan, focus on the preventative care parts of medicine, prevent that sickness from occurring, and really put the health back in healthcare.
I was just going to say, that whole component, which you described, just that part of it, that does seem to be what's missing, and a lot of us would be a lot healthier and may not need some of these things or need health care to the level sometimes you do if we did practice some, you know, smart living.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, across the country, the goal is to try and decrease healthcare costs. And the traditional way that that's been done is with insurance companies trying to decrease reimbursement to healthcare providers, be it the hospital, be it physicians, whoever. And I'm not bashing what they're doing. Everyone's trying to lower costs. But another way of lowering costs is to try and keep people healthier. Yeah. And that's what the Medicare Advantage plan is. So you spend money, you do things that traditional Medicare doesn't do, like the transportation to get people to the doctor's appointments, because people who miss doctor's appointments are likely to get sicker. You make sure that they're getting the medications, and you provide other services like vision and dental services, because elderly people have difficult time seeing. And if they can't see, they're more likely to fall. If they fall, they're going to break a hip or hurt themselves in some other way that's going to cause morbidity to them and medical expenses to everybody.
How does somebody sign up for this? What's the process? How does if they're interested in this, how do they get involved in this program?
Yeah, so we've been doing a very large marketing campaign in which you'll see a lot of seminars throughout the community. We've been doing a lot of direct mail. We've also, from the providers that are in the community, have reached out to their own patients, providing all the information with regards to all the seminars, education events that we're putting on in the community. Also, our website, mwmaplan.com. You can go to that website, look at our events that are currently scheduled, and you have to go through a formal enrollment packet. So it's part of a CMS requirement. A facilitated enroller and licensed broker has to walk through the advantages of Medicare Advantage, and so there's a formal process.
I know this is the time for sign up for Part D. We're involved in that right now. Can this be done anytime?
Yeah, so right now is the annual enrollment process. They call it the AEP for Medicare Advantage. So right now, October 15th through December 7th, this is the formal time. And Ted, really this year we're seeing, not like any other year, where even Medicare is marketing Medicare Advantage. Medicare.gov is the website that you go to as well. So as you go to Medicare.gov and you see those commercials, you'll put in your information, your local zip code, and then it has to list plans in your region based on your zip code, even down to the plan design of what you put into that website. And then you'll see in there for our region specifically, there's 16 plans, and we're listed plan number 1 and number 2.
Oh, okay. That makes it easy then. You do it right through the Medicare.gov website, and you'll pop up.
Right.
Good information. Lots more to talk about. Travis Turner here. Dr. Tom Janis is here. Mary Washington, Medicare Advantage Program, our focus this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program, our focus this morning. Dr. Tom Janis is here, and Travis Turner here with Mary Washington Healthcare, and describing this program. Either one of you will get into what's some of the history of this. How did this all come about that Mary Washington Healthcare put this together and decided to get involved here?
Yeah, we really started with the foundation of our Mary Washington Health Alliance about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And really that's a formation of our local physicians with the Mary Washington Healthcare known brand in the community. A lot of our physicians are independent in that community. And so when we form the alliance, it's really saying we're going to work together towards improving the health and quality in our community. And so that alliance started with our Center for Medicare, Medicare products, and that's a Medicare Shared Savings Program. We're currently one of 41 next-gen accountable care organizations in the U.S. And what we've done is we've really created the competencies around that preventative healthcare, keeping people healthy. So with the formation of the alliance, and now we've created those competencies, the next best step for us is to now form a Medicare Advantage product in which Mary Washington Healthcare is now in the insurance space. So if people in the community are seeking healthcare locally, why not do that in a health plan that we've formed under Mary Washington Healthcare? Here for everybody.
And that's what, Travis, as I was looking this over and in reading it over the last day or so, that's what jumped out to me, that I thought, you know what? If I'm, when the day comes when I have to do this, I think I would feel much more, I'd feel more comfortable with everything because of the brand and because it's local.
Right, right. So when you're in the community and you're seeing your provider, I had a patient come in last night and say, look, I trust my life with the patient or with the providers and Mary Washington Healthcare Local. Why wouldn't I sign up for that plan? It doesn't make sense for me to sign up with the major national carriers.
Yeah.
I'm super excited that Mary Washington Healthcare has its own product, and why not do that today? So, yeah, that plan is then right for that member.
And who better to create a health plan for the patients in the community than the healthcare providers in our community? We don't answer to Wall Street. We don't have to worry about making a profit for other people. What we do is make patients healthier, or try to make patients healthier. It's not always a perfected process. But the monies that are made in the plan will be turned back into the plan to continue that endeavor. Our goal will be to keep patients as healthy as we can, because by keeping patients healthy, we decrease the cost of health spend.
I guess one of the things with this is when it's not as though you turn 65 and you just sign up. That I think that's one of the things, one of the misnomers, because you think, oh, when I get there, I'll transition over to Medicare and I sign up and that's it. There are a lot as we've talked about, just the A, B, and D components, and there's a lot to this. And it's the kind of thing, I guess, that you need to start thinking about when you're at least a couple of years out from this.
Yes, even with traditional Medicare, is so complicated that they allow you a six-month window to sign up for it. And that's simply for Part A and Part B.
Yeah.
Where really I think the benefit for the beneficiary is to talk to their primary care doc about what the different options are, and they can help walk them through what is a good plan for them or what are good options for them. And then also the insurance brokers in the community who specialize in healthcare insurance plans are very knowledgeable about the different plans, and they can sit down with people, and it's amazing, they'll sit down with them at their kitchen table, spend about an hour, hour and a half, whatever amount of time it takes, and try and determine what's the best plan for the beneficiary. It's a wonderful process.
The reception so far what's the reception been like in the community? I think this is an exciting option for our area.
Yeah, and we're holding events daily. Our phone lines are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. These events are held at Mary Washington Hospital campus. They're held at Stafford campus. They're held at local hotels, community events, churches, libraries. A lot of information is getting out into the community. But more importantly, we're getting a tremendous response. These events, you have to RSVP to, because seating is limited.
Yeah.
Many of them have been selling out. And there's good and bad to that. based off of the number of people that are looking for information once the event is done. So there's, you know, we're responding to that need and being able to get to those folks. But when you get that many people in a room, there's a lot of individual characteristics of why do I need this plan personally versus trying to get to all the answers and questions. So, yeah, I think we're responding to that and really excited about it.
Yeah, and what's really cool about this is we are really below average across the country as far as what our Medicare Advantage penetration is. Across the country, it's about 33 to 35%. In Virginia, it's about 15%. And in our local Fredericksburg area, we're about 10 to 11%. So to see the numbers of people coming out of the seminars, it's really, I mean, it makes us smile. I mean, we feel good about it because we know we have a good product. What we have to work against is the inertia, if you will, that nobody understands what a Medicare Advantage plan is. And it's our responsibility to go out there and try and make sure people do understand it.
Yeah,
because
so
once they do it, it makes, I mean, it's like, why wouldn't I do this once they understand it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes an education process. So it's with that low of penetration, as Dr. Janis indicated, in Florida, for instance, that's well over 50%. So for us at 10%, we've got a lot of education to do just on Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Wow. Well, and I'm sure you're running into, because I know it's like this with Part D, with sometimes people are in a Part D program that they shouldn't be in, but you get into it and you just figure out, you know, I'm set and I don't want to change. And now all of a sudden it's like, you're asking me to do this, but I've got a local carrier. So there's no, it was like you said, Dr. Janis, within the first 5 minutes of the program, I'm thinking, wow, I want to sign up for this right now. And I'm not, you know, and I'm not old enough yet, but when I am, just because I think once you talk about it, it makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense, but I mean, we're all human beings and we all are creatures of comfort that we build into our own lives. So as an example, my mom, who lives in Florida, she's not one of the 50% in an MA plan, but I would actually like her to get into an MA plan as her Medicare supplement is not doing what it really should be doing for her. But she's so set in her ways.
Yeah.
That even though it's financially going to cost her more money, she's probably going to stay with what she's doing right now because she doesn't want to go out there and do something different. And that's what that's the inertia that we need to work against. But and we've been very, very happy with the turnout we've had so far. So that's good.
And so I guess the bottom line on that part is just when you see or go and look for when these meetings are. And get that information. And because, like you said, one of the things with this, everybody's situation is different. And we'll in the next segment, we're gonna get into just the whys of and who should get involved. But everybody's situation is different. But you've got people that can look at that and talk to them about that.
Yeah, it's really understanding the options that are available today. And as Dr. Janis indicated, there's the Part D, there's the supplementals. And really, the Medicare Advantage is all-inclusive of that. And with our plan design, the reason we're at on Medicare.gov, option number one and number two, is because, A, our plan richness, and also our premium associated with that is zero, meaning that the member pays zero in additional premium based on what they pay currently on straight Medicare. So having that $0 premium, having the plan benefits as well as the richness in that plan, we're really investing back in the community to create a great product for everybody.
It sounds like to pull something like this together, this has been in the works for quite a few years, and just to make it work between just even the doctors and the hospital, there's a lot to this.
Yeah, 2 years ago, this month, November, is the notice of intent to apply with the State Bureau of Insurance.
Yeah.
So there's a formal process, Ted, just as you indicated. It's a 24-month long process. Then there's an application with Centers for Medicare Medicaid Services, CMS, and that's a formal application process. You have to demonstrate a network adequacy across specialties of providers, and that's not an easy task. So based off our primary service area, we're in five counties, including, or in addition, Fredericksburg City. So we're in Stafford, Spotsylvania, King George,
Orange,
and
in the city.
And in the city, yep. So based off all that, we had to demonstrate network adequacy as well as stand the formal program up.
But it would be incredibly reckless for any healthcare institution to try and do this if they didn't have the experience that we've had over the last 7 years.
Yeah.
The work that the Alliance has done, Mary Washington Health Alliance, has done in bringing the hospital and the physicians in our community working together is what was the foundation to let us do this. This is a not-for-profit hospital system that owns this insurance product, and there is money at risk. And if we have to take that fiduciary responsibility seriously, and if we didn't have that experience with what we've done over the last 7 years,
yeah,
we would not succeed in this at all. So we're ready to do this, and I'm quite certain we're going to have a good product to give people.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program, our focus this morning. Dr. Tom Janis and Travis Turner here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. 8. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program, our focus this morning. Dr. Tom Janis, the medical director with the Mary Washington Health Plan here, along with Travis Turner, the senior vice president of the Health Alliance and the health plan. So we've kind of talked kind of generally about what's being offered here. Let's talk about the two plans and what's included, Dr. Janis.
Okay, so we have two different plans that we're offering this year. One is called the Complete Plan. And the other one is called the Reward Plan. And there is a little bit of difference between the two of them. I think the most significant difference between the two of them is that in the Reward Plan, the plan will actually pay back $50 towards your Part B premium. Remember what I said earlier, everybody's on Medicare, regardless of what plan they're on. Original Medicare by itself, Medicare with a supplement, or a Medicare Advantage. You have to pay your Part B premium. That number is $135.50 now, reportedly going up to $144 next year. In the rewards plan, we will pay back $50 of that plan. So you have to do the math. If it's $135, your Part B premium would then be $85 for the patients. And most people, they don't actually write a check to CMS for $135, it's taken out of the Social Security benefits. So they'll actually get $50 more in the Social Security check every month if they do the rewards plan. Now, in the complete plan, the other plan, you have some lower co-pays along the line, mm-hmm, to offset that. And you also have a lower maximum out-of-pocket expense. And that's probably something that we haven't talked about yet, but it's really important to know. The MA plan that both MA plans that we're offering this year protect patients from any type of financial catastrophe. Nobody would want to see that, regardless of whether you're 40 years old or 65 or 85 years old, see healthcare events cause financial catastrophes. So we offer in the complete plan a maximum out-of-pocket expense of $3,400. So you could have the worst healthcare year of your life. I certainly hope you don't, but if you did, your maximum out-of-pocket cost would be $3,400. In the rewards plan, excuse me, that's a little bit higher. It's $5,600 offset because we're giving back the $50 a month on the plan. Both of these plans are without premiums, and both of them are without deductibles. So it's a pay-as-you-go mentality, if you will. You don't pay up front. Mm-hmm. You pay for the services that you use. Both of them have $5 co-pays to see their primary care doctors. We are strong believers that having a good, tight relationship with primary care physicians is important in this plan, and every beneficiary who signs up will be signing up with a primary care provider. That person will be the quote-unquote captain of the ship who will be overseeing the care that's provided to that patient. We believe that's beneficial for the patient because that way everybody knows what's happening. Information will be disseminated not only back to the primary care doc, but also to all the other providers and the hospital system taking care of the patient so that we can reduce any redundancy and prevent any adverse events from happening because of people not knowing what other providers have already performed or done. We can go down the line item by item, but the important thing is everything is a copay. There's no deductibles in this. There is protection that if you're admitted to the hospital, you only have to pay for 6 days of coverage, regardless of how many days you're in there. It's a maximum of 6 days. After that, there is no further expense to you. And then in addition to the benefits there, we offer a vision plan, a dental plan, a hearing supplement. So we give people money for hearing aids every 2 years because being able to hear in a conversation is a cognitively valuable component of life, and whatever we can do to help offset the rising cost of hearing aids is beneficial. And then as we talked about earlier, we have a physical fitness program, the Silver Sneakers, because we want people to be active. People who are active statistically are healthier people and mm-hmm. have less morbidity. And so we are paying for a plan for them to be physically active. There are many different physical fitness centers across the area participating in Silver Sneakers, and we will actually be encouraging them to be in it. And then we also offer the transportation benefit, which is really, may sound pretty simple for those of us who are fortunate enough to drive, but when you're 85, perhaps 90, maybe even 75 or 70, and you can't drive, it's difficult to get to the office, and people don't want to ask their families for help. They don't want to feel like a burden, and we understand that, but we don't want people to miss their appointments because we think that will be problematic down the road for them. Travis, anything else you want to add?
Yeah,
to that?
I think so. Some of the things that Dr. Janis is touching on are complementary. They're enhancements in addition to what you normally would see with just a health plan coverage and the expenses associated with those. We're really touching on what are referred to as the social determinants of health. And in the healthcare community, clinically, we impact a community 20%. It's really the 80%, those other factors in a community that fall into the social determinants of health: transportation, access to groceries, local agro, you know, the water in the community. There's so much that goes into that other 80%. Really, folks make choices associated with that. So alcohol, smoking, mm-hmm. tobacco, all the preventative care that we talk about impacts an individual with their overall health. So this is where we get an opportunity in our health plan that we create and design locally to add these additional complementary services.
I was wondering, because as you added, talked about some of those, I thought I didn't realize or know that that was even in part in these programs. So the fact that you have added them is kind of an added benefit.
Yeah, not only is it a $0 premium, but with all these additions, these are additional expenses that we've taken on, because when we've created this program, we want to be the best program offered to the community. So we've got to differentiate ourselves.
Who benefits most from something like this? And is it for everybody?
Yeah, the folks obviously that benefit from this are the patients. And this is why both Medicare as well as Medicare Advantage plans are advertising these MA plans.
Yeah.
They're in addition to what you currently get locally. But from a patient's perspective, if you're local, you're getting care locally from the providers in the Alliance, from Mary Washington Healthcare, and you live here in these six areas that we've outlined, this plan's for you. If you're a snowbird and you live here 6 months out of the year, yeah, and you commute a lot outside the community, this plan isn't for you. And so that's where we've designed this for, you know, probably 70 to 80% of the community that lives here, comes to us, seeks care at Mary Washington Healthcare and our physicians. Certainly this plan is for them. And in our community, when you think about the eligibles available, there's over 70,000 individuals in our community at the Medicare age.
Ted, I think it's important to keep in mind that this is an HMO Medicare Advantage plan. But the good news in our community about this being an HMO plan is our narrow network is actually quite large. We have over 550 providers who are in our Medicare Advantage program. So the vast majority of patients out there are going to have their primary care taken care of by physicians who are within our network. And our network covers every specialty that's offered in our community, and we have the vast majority of specialists in our community. Our hospitals are Mary Washington Hospital and Stafford Hospital. The reason I bring that up is because there are two other areas where this may not be the plan for that individual beneficiary. If your primary care provider or a specialist that you have a close relationship with and want to maintain that relationship with is not in our network, then you have to give serious thought about whether you want to sever that relationship to take advantage of the benefits of being in the MA plan. And there really are great benefits. But I have a strong belief that physician-patient relationships are something you want to value and not sever if you can avoid doing that. So that would be one other one where you wouldn't consider slow snowbirds, people who don't have someone within the network. And then the other one is if you are fortunate enough to have a retirement plan that is offering health benefits. There aren't very many of them out there anymore, but if you are,
yeah,
this may not be the plan for you because you would have to forfeit the benefits that you would get from that plan.
It seems like also that, Dr. Jensen, this is the type of thing that if, say you're in your mid-50s, early 60s, and you may not have a health care provider, or you're just maybe bouncing around, this is the time maybe to start looking to get one and look for one in the system. So once you become of age, you can transition in.
Yeah, I'll show my bias in this comment, but why stop at 50? Why don't you go down to 20 and get a primary care doctor from the very beginning? So you truly will be better off having someone who is going to be the overseer of all your care. I have great, great respect for what specialists in our community do, but what they do is pretty much focused in their specialty. What we need is someone who's looking at the global picture, and that's what primary care doctors do very, very well.
Well, this is a pretty substantial, not necessarily a change, but an addition for the area. And if you would to when you're going to the Medicare.gov site to have these two plans right up there, they're one and two. This is for this area. We talk about this area all the time of adding health if you have a certain illness or being able to be treated here and how that has grown over the years. This is another one of those additions to the area to where you don't have to go out of the area now that there's you've got two options right here.
Yeah, as I said earlier, Ted, it's an investment back in the community. This plan has significant benefits associated with it, a lot of enhancements. And as Dr. Janice said, we really want to get folks becoming accountable and be a participant in their healthcare choices and experiences. So, that they can prevent the sickness so that they don't come to their doctor or the hospital when they get sick, but they can prevent that ahead of time.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program is our focus this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. And this is the time. This is the time of year where you're signing up for this.
Again, October 15th to December 7th. They've got till December 7th to enroll. MWMAplan.com is our website. Lots of events going on, and super excited to see everybody in the community coming out for these events.
Yeah, Ted, I'll add to that, though, that that is the window for when people can enroll. But there are certain circumstances where people can enroll outside of that window. So if you age in, turn 60, you're 64, you turn 65 in March of next year, you're eligible to sign up at that point in time.
Okay.
If you move into our community, although I guess you wouldn't be listening to us on the radio right now, but if you were, you would be able to sign up at any time. You would not have to wait for that October 15th to December 7th period of time. Another point about enrolling is if you are new to an MA plan and you're considering joining the Mary Washington MA plan, you could sign up for the plan and you have an entire year to make the decision about whether this is the right plan for you. You're not locked into it for the entire year. Keep in mind, just like traditional Medicare, you have to re-enroll every year. So if you enroll this year, come October of next year, you would have to re-enroll for the year 2021. But if you're new to MA, anytime during that first 12 months, if you think this is not the right plan for me, you can opt out. So if anyone's hesitant because they don't want to get locked in, there is a way for them to get out.
We talked just about educating the community. Have you had to also educate the doctors and the providers in the alliance?
Yes, that's a lot of, I mean, it's really twofold, educating the physicians, educating the providers. Physicians, and I'll let Dr. Janice answer this as a physician, they don't treat the insurance plans. They don't understand the benefits associated with that, and they're really treating the sickness. This is what they've been trained for professionally. So I'll let Dr. Janice take the rest of that.
Yeah, we like to believe that we're insurance naive, and for the most part, physicians are insurance naive, and we don't practice medicine differently. Now, there is one caveat to that. If I know a patient does not have health insurance, and I know how expensive a lot of imaging modalities may be, I will try and find an alternative way to practice for those people. But take that group out. We practice medicine the same. We try to practice medicine the same way across the board. What makes this MA plan so good is something we haven't really talked about yet, and that's the analytics and care coordination that this plan will bring to the providers. So we're going to be able to give them information regarding what's happening with their patient in real time, so that, for instance, let me give you an example. A patient's admitted to the hospital because the blood sugars are terribly out of control, 700, 800 or whatever. They're placed on insulin or some other medication to lower them. They go home, but they're not getting their prescriptions filled. Well, nobody would know that in any other type of plan for a long period of time. But we're going to know that because we're going to know what the prescription coverage and the fill rate is for those patients. And then we can get that information back to the provider. The provider can then get in contact with the patient either themselves, hopefully that would be the case, or by one of our care coordinators, find out what's happening, why we can't get that, why they're not taking their insulin, and we can get that under control so that there's not a readmission or other morbidity that happens to a patient. That's the type of added benefit that we have with this plan that conventional insurance plans are really falling short on right now.
Boy, this is one of the more informative and exciting programs we've done all year. So it's great having you both here talking about it. The Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program, our focus this morning. Dr. Tom Janice is here, and Travis Turner here from Mary Washington Healthcare. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Tom Janice and Travis Turner here this morning, the Mary Washington Medicare Advantage program is our focus. And before we get out of here this morning, I guess, Dr. Janis, to start off, if people are interested in finding out more information on this, or Travis, either one of you, whichever, how do I find out about this? Because this is it gives you options and it's local, and I think that's sort of the what we learned here this morning.
Yeah, well, if you're in the community and you're 64 and older, currently you're getting mailings from providers that are in our network, in the Alliance, and we're doing a lot of mailings to give information about Mary Washington Medicare Advantage. Also, you can go to Medicare.gov, a very neutral website by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Medicare.gov allows you to put in your zip code information, even down to your formulary drugs that you take, in order to do a plan compare. It's a very good website, and on that website we'll list in our region, based on the county you live in, the plans available for you, listed based on richness, plan design, and benefits to you. Also, you can go to mwmaplan.com, which is our website. In there, you can get information on enrollment, information on seminars, as well as a phone number in which you can contact folks to get more information.
mwmaplan.com will get you there. And I think one of the important things, because I have seen the information about some of these seminars, and I just thought that this is you're just talking about the options that are out there, but what you're talking about is the new Medicare Advantage plans for this area, and I think that's what's exciting and is important here. This is local,
right? And the enrollment process is a fixed time period. It's October 15th to December 7th, and you really need help navigating this system. It's challenging. Healthcare is not simple. Healthcare is local, though. That's why we've created this plan. There's folks that are at these seminars, very professional, giving information on this. They have to be certified agents and brokers in order to provide this information associated with the enrollment. And we're really excited about the response we've gotten from the community. A lot of RSVPs. And again, you can get to these through our website, mwmaplan.com, and contact us directly.
It's the Mary Washington Medicare Advantage Program. Thank you both for coming in and explaining this, because this has been an eye opener for me, and it's the kind of thing that if you need this kind of thing, that the community should, it's definitely worth your time to look into.
Yeah, it's really an exciting time for us. You know, as we've talked earlier, everything we've done over the past few years with regards to value-based care, preventative-based care, really puts it all together in an all-inclusive package between the Alliance, our network of community providers and healthcare system, as well as now getting into the insurance space with the Medicare Advantage product.
Travis Turner, Dr. Tom Janis, mwmaplan.com for more information. Thank you both. We'll stay in touch and do this again.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.